It's been a very interesting year for the Johnson family. Our daughter Amelia got all A stars at A level. Our son Octavius got the highest possible grade you could get at GCSE. My husband John was finally, after so much hard work, promoted to full professorship at work. And I don't know how it happened, I never thought it would, I'm honoured to say I had my first novel published. We are a considerably more successful family than Yao. Merry Christmas, the Johnsons. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, it is the 19th of November 2025, and I would like to talk about a rather interesting debate that is occurring on Twitter. For those of us that are older, the woman in question, who has announced, alongside a very pretty picture of herself, that she's got her PhD in biology from Oxford, is just showing off. But for younger people, apparently it's completely acceptable and normal to do that, to announce publicly your achievements. And indeed, anyone that thinks otherwise is deeply insecure and an incel and has mental health problems. This betokens to me an interesting shift between the generations. But before I do that, could you do me a favour? Could you subscribe? Could you please, please, please subscribe? Could you subscribe here on YouTube? And could you subscribe on my... Leave a like and hit the bell button and all that stuff. And could you subscribe on my Substack? That's jollyheretic.com, where I put all those interesting stuff, all the most base stuff I can't put on YouTube, in-person interviews, vlogs, blogs, films I make. And if you like what I do, you can support me for just the cost of a pint of beer a month. Okay, back to the video. So, what has happened? Put simply, a young girl, I'm guessing she's under 30, by the name of Juliet Turner, who's all right, prettiness-wise, maybe, you know, about 7 out of 10, put out an announcement on Twitter that she had completed her viva. She now had a PhD in biology, and you could call her doctor. Announcement on Twitter. Announcement where anybody could read it. She then put out a further message in response to all of the negative feedback she'd received, which said, POV... You are a young woman celebrating a recent academic success. I'm not 100% sure what POV means. But this is on the 7th point of view. This is on the 17th of November. She had received some very nasty comments. These were things like, usually the DEI ones post this to get validated in their delusions that they're intelligent. Shame you didn't do it in the 80s when it meant something. Now, as soon as someone says, I went to Oxford, I instantly think, okay, brainwashed woke retard with the critical thinking skills of a brick. And so on. Now, my reaction to this was rather more nuanced, and it was just to say, you know, congratulations on your PhD, but you don't need to show off about it. The PhD should be its own reward. And even for that, I received a comment, presumably from a female, saying, you know, you're just jealous she's got a PhD. That's why you said that. It never occurred to me, of course, that I do have a PhD, and frankly, I got my PhD when I was 24, so there. And it's not to do with jealousy at all. What it seems to be to do with is a shift in values. What I was alluding to at the beginning was something that used to happen in the 1990s before the internet. You got a small minority of families who, for reasons we can go into, felt it necessary to add to their annual Christmas card an annual brag letter in which they would boast about the achievements of their family over the preceding year. They would boast about what their husband was doing at work. It was normally by the woman, of course. They would boast about what they were doing at work. They would boast about their children's achievements. They might even boast, subtly, of course, oh, yeah, we have a cleaner. What would we do without our cleaner, Mrs. Morgan? But, of course, by telling you they have a cleaner, they are conveying the fact that they are wealthy enough to be able to afford to pay a cleaner. So it was an open way of boasting. And it was looked upon by normal people that don't behave like that as pathetic, as despicable, as a sign of deep insecurity, as just a laughable thing to do. Such people were akin to Hyacinth Bouquet. Such people were snobs. Such people had a need to show off. And why does anyone have a need to show off? And the answer is because they are insecure. The answer is because they are unhappy in themselves, and therefore they absolutely want everyone to know about their achievements so that those people will feel inferior to them and they can feel superior to those people, and this allays their insecurities and their feelings of worthlessness. That is why people show off in an overt and direct and clear manner. Now, there's a degree to which we all kind of show off. But the question is, we all kind of brag. But the question is, to whom do we brag? And in what way do we brag? Now, if we make clear our achievements to our family and even to our friends, there is a very big difference between doing that and making them far more publicly clear. Our family are on our, normally, unless there's some tension between siblings, our family are on our side. We are their extended genetic interests. If we do well, in a sense, they've done well. The glow of our success reflects on them. So, of course, in general, your family members will want you to do well, and they will be pleased that you do well. It may be tinged with a little jealousy, because there's intrafamilial conflict, or intrafamilial competition, but they basically want you to do well. It's the same with your friends. They're your friends. On average, two friends are more genetically similar than two random people. They've made an alliance with you. It's in their interest that you do well. If you do well, it could help them, because you could get contacts and money and whatever, and so they do well. It's in their interests. And that's why the expectation is, if you're going to show off, you show off to people who are your family and friends. Even then, however, there's some competition between friends, and there's some competition between family members. So you're normally relatively subtle about it. You wouldn't, even sending round that brag letter at Christmas is unsubtle. It's too unsubtle. It's too unsubtle. Much better to just wait to be asked how your daughter did in her A-levels, and then you can say, wait to be asked how your son did in her A-level, in his GCSEs. Allow cleaning to come up in conversation, and then mention that you have a cleaner. And that is much more acceptable. That is much less likely to cause jealousy. That is much less likely to cause social discord. And that is how it used to be. But something has changed. Something has changed over the last few generations. If you look at how a research by Jennifer Tweng, there's a study called Ego Inflating Across Time, which found that between 1979 and 2008, controlling for age, there has been a 30% rise in scores on the narcissism inventory. Narcissism is that you have, overtly at least, very high self-esteem, that you are entitled, that you are grandiose, that you think you are special and important, and such people will therefore be inclined to brag, to show off, to boast. Narcissism is often underpinned by mental instability, by being insecure. If you're an insecure person, if you're an unhappy person, then you deal with this by creating a narcissistic false self in which you tell yourself that you are brilliant, that you are superb, that you are excellent, and then you do things that elicit narcissistic supply, and then these reassure you that you are a brilliant and wonderful person. And if someone triggers this, if someone punctures your narcissistic full self, then this will confront you with the unhappy person you are, and this can result in basically a tantrum, in narcissistic rage. These related traits have gone up across time by 2/3 of a standard deviation. Among those that would be considered very high in narcissism, in 1980, it was 3% of university students. By 2009, it was 10%. So narcissism has gone up. And I suspect that with that, attitudes, why it's gone up, it's hard to say. One thing we can speculate on is we know that if you interview parents in the 30s, what they wanted was for their children to be good and conformist and members of society. If you interview parents more recently, what they want is for their children to be happy and content. Now, that militates in favour of very different parenting. One is that a parenting can be loving yet harsh, that you prepare children for the harshness of life and to be cooperative and humble members of society. You set them boundaries. They understand what's allowed and what's not allowed, and they are prepared via sometimes harsh treatment for poor behaviour for life's difficulties. And this allows them to come up with coping mechanisms, and this leaves them mentally stable and happy, and without, ultimately happy, and without the need to show off. Bring them up as happy, bring them up as ultra-contented individualists. Don't punish them when they do things that are wrong. Don't set them boundaries. Don't persuade them to be humble and modest. Don't persuade them to be little functioning members of society. What you bring up is children who are spoilt. Spoilt brats who are entitled, but also unhappy because boundaries haven't been set and things haven't happened to them that allow them to prepare them for the harshness of life, so that when the harshness of life hits in, they can't cope with it, and they deal with this via adopting narcissistic sort of traits. This is the shift that seems to have occurred, and it manifests in a fundamental change. Let us look what this woman, Juliet Turner, has actually done. She has posted online a picture of herself looking pretty in academic dress, knowing that she looks pretty and is wearing academic dress. She has stated online that she has got a PhD, something that even now is rare and is a sign of being highly intelligent. And at that, a PhD from Oxford, and at that, not some PhD in English literature or some other nonsense, but in biology. That is what she has done. And she's stating that not to people that are her family and her friends, but potentially to everybody on Twitter. Now, of course, what that is going to do, and yes, it's true, among people that are a little bit insecure, among people that are a little bit unhappy, yeah, for sure, it's going to evoke resentment, it's going to evoke jealousy, it's going to evoke unhappiness, it's going to rub people's noses in it that are less successful than her. It is completely different from showing off subtly to your friends and to your family by having a photo of your child's graduation on the wall in the hallway or whatever you might have. It's on a totally different scale. It is publicly and very clearly bragging. It is publicly and very clearly looking for attention. It is narcissistic behaviour, and it's histrionic behaviour as well, because she knows it's likely that it's going to stir up negative feeling and cause an outrage, and thus cause lots of attention to be drawn to her, as it indeed has. And moreover, she's then put a follow-up tweet about it, going on about the negative responses and basically saying, oh, what is a girl to do if she wants to celebrate her PhD? Oh, it's so unreasonable. Well, maybe the girl could celebrate her PhD with her friends and family and not show off about it to the whole world in order, obviously, to get to be the centre of attention, to feel power over other people, to provoke other people. Yes, other people that are jealous and unsuccessful or whatever, but that's not the point. You know, if you've done well in life, if you've succeeded, there are lots of people that haven't. There are lots of people that, for whatever reason, are just genetically not endowed with the same qualities that you are. Do you really want to upset those people? Do you really want to rub their noses in it? Do you really want to make them feel worse than they already feel? If you do, and I suspect she does, then you do exactly the kind of grandiose, attention-seeking thing that she has done, and you post a hottie photo of yourself in academic dress, saying you've got your PhD, and even quoting their various tweets next to you in order to say, aren't I an intelligent, brilliant person, and aren't these people that have got upset, aren't they mentally ill scum? Aren't they mentally ill scum? Aren't they incels? And that's what she's done. And my reaction, which is to say, congratulations on your PhD, well done, but there's no need to boast. There's no need to show off. There's no need to brag. You know, why do you want to tell people about it? What is it in you that motivates you to want to publicly announce your achievement? Why not just achieve the thing and let the achievement and the success be its own reward and maybe tell your friends and family about it if you really have to? And the answer is obviously that this woman has narcissistic traits, this woman has histrionic traits, and these are underpinned by being fundamentally insecure. She is neurotic. She is insecure in her PhD. She doesn't feel, maybe she has what's called imposter syndrome. She doesn't feel she's worth it. She doesn't feel she deserves it. She needs to reassure herself that she really has achieved this thing by showing off about it. And she needs to reassure herself that she's important and that she matters and that she's brilliant by really overasserting her achievement, because she's insecure. Deep down, she's insecure about it. It's only if you're insecure about it that you need to show off your achievements in order to get the reaction of wow from people that reassures you that you are in fact not rubbish and that you are great. And that's what she's done. And that's a shift between the generations that I've never, between my generation born 1980 and hers born, I don't know, year 2000 or something like that. That's a shift that I've never, ever seen so starkly illustrated. And when I point out the fact that it's not that I'm jealous of her, but I have a PhD, I have more than a PhD, I'm not jealous of her, I'm shocked by her. I'm shocked that you could so openly boast. We were brought up to be told, do not boast, do not show off, do not brag. If you do that, you're as bad as the Christmas brag letter people. You're pathetic. You're pathetic and you're insecure. Only insecure people brag. Insecure people brag in order to reassure themselves of their own importance and to get feedback that, yes, they are in fact important, and to feel a sense of power over people because they feel disempowered. And don't do that. You're above that. You're beyond that. You're better than that. But she's not better than that. And all of these people are jumping to her defence. Oh, of course you... Why can't you tell people about your achievements? Why can't you? Why can't she be proud of her accomplishments? There's that word proud. Pride. The sin of pride that comes before a fall. But the shift is so fundamental that it seems that Generation Z people, and particularly Generation Z people, women, I think, I find it, it's just women, it seems to be, find this an extraordinary thing to say. Why can't you be proud? Why can't you show off? Why can't you, knowing there are lots of insecure and mentally unstable people, rub their noses in it and make them feel even worse than they already feel? Why can't you do that? Why can't you go up to a bunch of people that you know to be infertile and say, hey, I'm pregnant? I hope this has been of interest. And goodbye. And remember, I am considerably more educated than Yao.
Are you ready for the future of the West?